It's also a mum. The Chum said back, no, even though you have some nose there, you can't go straight across, but if the nose looks funny, too short or very long, that's also a psul. It's not called Shava Bizarroi Shalaran. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. You hold left Mem Dalam and Aleph. You're in the middle of explaining here the Shalab about Enoi. So Mishnah said what? That Shtei Enoi of Lamala. If he has two eyes on top, so that's also called a mum. At least he's not Enoi Shavu Bizarro Shalaran. So Mishnah says, what does it mean to say? My, what does it mean to say Shtei Enoi of Lamala? He has two eyes on top. And Shtei Enoi of Lamata, two eyes on bottom. If you want to tell me, means Shtei Enoi of Lamala means the Chazi Lamala. Maybe his two eyes are in the right place, just he's always looking upwards. Maybe that's a mum. And shtayin of lamata would mean the chaz of lamata. He always looks downwards. His eyes always looks downwards. And then einoi achas lamata, the einoi achas lamata, the Mishnah says that the one eye is up, one eye is down. Maybe it means to say the chazi einoi achas lamata, the einoi achas lamala. That with one eye he always sees upwards, and with the other eye he always sees downwards. So maybe that's the pshat. The Gemara says, no, that can't be the pshat. Because if so, Ella, that's what the Mishnah says. Shtei Ein of Lamala. On the Mestakasha, if so, and the Kashmir is. If so, Einoi Achas Lamata, the Chosi, you want to say it means the Chosi, Einoi Achas Lamata, Vin Achas Lamala. If so, the Mest question, Hainu, that's the same thing as the Mishnah says. Roy Yefached Vesalia. Ki Achas. The Mishnah says that separately. That a person sees, like with one eye he sees upstairs, he sees the attic. With one eye he sees the downstairs, the cheder, that's a mum. So what's different about achas lamata, the achas lamala? Why is it two separate cases? So versus Rabbi Nechamami, El Pshat, the Mishnah is like this. El Shtei Ein of Lamala, two eyes are up. That means to say, the kaimo lamala. It means to say his two eyes, the balls itself are on top of the forehead. It's not in the right place, it's way high up. And Shtei Ein of Lamata means the Kayom Lamata. Means his two eyes, the eyeballs themselves, are below on the face and not in a normal place. That's called the Mum. Then Ein Achas Lamala Veinu Achas Lamata means the Kaimo Ein Achas Lamala Veinu Achas Lamata. Then the Chanami, that one is on top and one is on bottom. Now then the Mishnah says another case. That what's going to be the Kaimo Kisidra Nami. But even in the case where the two eyes are on the right spot and the Mamas are there on the right level. But just v'royes acheder, with one eye he always sees downstairs, like v'yesaliya kachas, and with the other eye he always sees up, the other eye he sees upstairs. That's also called a mum. That's the pshat. The reisha means where the eyes themselves are above, on top of the place or on the bottom, and then it means even the normal, just he always sees one up and one down. Another one says we know immediately. How do we know this? All these mumim apply to the eye also. The Tanur Rabbanan one like this. The pasuk says b'einai. It says next to word here, be'enoi. Rashi says it says, tvolol be'enoi. It says by a kayin, if his eyes like are mixed up. And Rashi says, really, the heavenly limitless apostle just should have wrote, dak tvolol. And I would know by myself, it's only talking about the eye. So why does the Torah have to say separately, be'enoi? So we dash in, kol mashe be'enoi. Anything that's in the eye has a mum. What does that mean to say? Mikanam, from here we learn out to dash in, that shteyein of lamata. If two of his eyes balls are two are down on the face, shtein of lamala, two of them are above on his forehead. There's even achas lamala v'enachas lamata. One is above, one is on bottom. Or else for royes achedi v'sali kachas, even though they're on the same level, but he sees with one eye up and one eye down. That's all mumim. That's all nichta on the pasuk of de'enoi. Or else oy shemadabrim chaveroi, he's talking to his friend. V'yachem oyma uli roya, and as if someone else says, I see him. In other words, he's talking to you, and it looks as if he's looking at somebody else. That's also called the mum in the eye. Yeah. The other one says, Tanur Rabbanan like this. The pasuk says, Iver. The pasuk says, Iver. He's blind. So he dash, and that's a mum. Bein suma b'shtei einov. Bein suma b'yachas meinov. Whether he's blind in two eyes, or whether he's even blind in one eye, that's also called the mum. Yeah. Now, when it says Ben Sum Shteinu, Chavor V'Yamayim Hakfui Minayin. How do we know to say the moon we had before, where there are white spots on the eye, or else the eyes are always tearing? How do we know that's a psul? Tamlum, and the Pesuk says, Ish Iver. So the next word, Ish, Ish Iver, is Tamar, but Rashi says, Meribud Ish. The word Ish is extra, even these other Mumim also. Omer Rav, now Rav explains, Lomeli the cost of Rachmona Ish Iver, Dak Tvola Beinod. How come it tells us to say all these different Mumim? Let us just say one of them, learn out one from the other. So much there's no Trich, we need all the Kedushim here. Because the cost of Rachmon Iver would have just wrote just the word blind, Mishum Beres Mayo Kalal. Iver is a mashma that doesn't have any eyes at all. The eyes were taken out, he has no eyes, that's a mum. Avu Chavu V'yamayim Akfuyim. But the case was found there are white spots on the eye, or they're his tearing his eyes, even though he can't see. But still, the Yishnayu Bey, he has lamayis his eyes there. So I would have thought to say, no, maybe that's not called a mum. Therefore, Kosov Rachmon also wrote the word Ish. He might be even these two also. Now, the Kosov Rachmon Ish, that would just wrote the word Ish. Ish Iver, Mishum Deloy Kochozi. These things he can't see, much with his white spots in his eye, or the tearing of the eyes he can't see. Like Kochozi Klal. Avo Michsaraisa Loy. But Michsaraisa, Rashi says, Shechos Marisai, he just can't see so well, but he could see a little bit. Maybe there is no psul. Because Rachmon Adak, the Torah writes no Adak, even a cataract, you have a membrane over your eye, so you could see a little bit, but it takes away from your eyesight. That's also called the mum. Now, because Rachmon Adak, the Torah just wrote the word dak, Mishum Demechasron, because a kopon we can't see so well, it takes away from your eyesight. Avul Mevavalisa, but the case would just have the white of the eye. Goes into the black and gets mixed up there. Loi, that there you could see good. Just that it doesn't look nice, maybe that's not called the moon, because Rachmona Tavolol, Torah writes no Tavolol, even just where the white goes into the black of the eye, that's also a moon. Now, because Rachmona Tavolol, Mishum de Mavavlin, a copon is mixed up in the eye, the white got mixed up into the black, it doesn't look nice. Ave Mishum Mishanisa, Loi. But Mishum Mishanisa, Rashi says, just like one eye is above or one eye is on bottom or both are on top, both are on bottom, maybe since you have your two eyes and you could see, maybe there's no mum, because Rachmona Beinah teaches us know that even though you have the eyes and you could see, but if they're in the wrong places, that's also a mum. The Rama Rav says, therefore any type of a mum in the eyesight that you can't see so well, that's Asti Amish. That would come out from the word Ish. Right, she says, Kiyusim means the ain't a ray, you can't see at all. Michisaraisa, if it's just that you can't see so well, that's from the word Midak. And Mibalisa, Midak, yeah, Mibalisa, any type of a mixture in the eyes, that's from Mimitovel, that there's a moon if the white gets mixed up in the black. And Mishinusa, that's if they're in different places, the eyeballs, that's the Mibeinai. You know, learn out from the word Mibeinai. So kids say you have all these different rushes here, and we need each one of them. Then the Mishnah said another mum would be Sochi Shemesh, means he can't look at the sun. So when it says Tani Reb Yosef, Yosef learned, it means Sani Shimsha, he like hates the sun. Meaning to say even the sun ray, there's about to look at the sun itself, nobody can look at the sun. It means to say, Rashi says, Shemesh HaShemesh, V'yeni Yochol Liris Mokim She Chamo Zerech Hashem, where the sunlight is there, he can't look there. So that's also a mum within his eyes. Now, Zagdiyin, what's called Zagdiyin? That's another mum in the Mishnah, Zagdiyin. So Gemara says, Mochi Rafuna, Funa pointed, Chad Medidah, like one eye is like my eye, the Chad Medidah, one is from you, Rav Yehuda was in front of him, and Rav Yehuda's eyes weren't so normal, one was bigger. So you have to say, if one eye is not so well, and the two eyes are all different, that's the mum. So, ikvud of Yudhi, Yudhi got a little bit angry, like how come you're using me for an example, but kopon, that's the locha. Zagdiyan means that the two eyes, one could be normal, the other one is not normal. Mesa, I have a question. It says, shichvino, Rashi says, they mean shagabba varuchim, means if eyelashes are very long, and they're lying down over the eye, means shegvinosav shechvin, means that the eyelashes are like lying down. Zagdum, what does that mean to say? Zagdum, that means echot shochav yechot lovin, means one eyebrow is like black and one is white. So here you see that this is Zagdom, Zagdinim, it's a different type of a mum. So it says, Tanu learn like this, Kol Zuga, Toleshob Ladodi, Zagdudim Korolei. Anytime the two eyes are not alike, that's called this mum. So it could be taka the two eyeballs themselves are not alike, or it could even be the two eyebrows are not alike. But as long as they're different one with the other, that's this mum of Zagdim. Then the Mishnah says, Ha Tzirin. Mashmah is dripping. What's that tzirin? Tzirin means enov, his eyes, trutois. So Rashi learns trutois means his eyes are round. Maybe that causes him to drip a lot. And then vitzirunius, it's even more. Rashi says ogul yaser, it's even more round. Then doimois, chodemus means mat, means it drip, it tears a lot of tears. Dolfois means yaser, it drips more tears. And todus means even more than that, it drips a lot. It's also mum, your eyes are dripping too much. Tanim learned like this. Ha zadir v'ha lufin v'ha tomer. All these are mums also. Vashavim mum t'mizavdim ein, there's something wrong with his eye. Now, zavra, what does zavra mean? D'mozer ein, his eyes like mixed up. There's a difference in the eyes. Lufin, what does that mean to say? D'nofin zifra, that the eyelashes are very long. He has a lot of eyelashes. Tomi means shetomu zifin. That out of there's no more eyelashes. That's also mum. Fahani, for the more question, faha begabi mumin tonilu, they were learning these things about mumim, a mum mashma, that the kohen can't do the avoidim of the raisa. From the novratnan we learned, shenosru risainuf, his eyelashes fall off, possum of le mawasain. Mashma, it's only possum of the rabbonim, shemasa, it doesn't look nice. But there's no psul midiraisa. So the stira, now we're saying if the eyelashes fall off, it is a midiraisa. So Gemara says, no, there's no stira. The Gemara enters and says, Lekasha, hodi yishtayu gadumi. One case is where true the eyelashes came off, but some are still left over. The roots are still left over. Then it's only Mishama Asayim. Hodi lo yishtayu gadumi. But if nothing at all was left over, all the eyelashes came off, not even the roots, so that's worse. That's called the mum, that it's enishova b'zahar shalaron, it's not very different to do the avoida. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be enov gedolus kishe ogol? Let's say his eyes of the kohen are as big as a calf's eye. It's also a mum, still big. Or ketanas kishe lapras, or if the eyes are small like a goose, that's also a mum. Gufoi godo mevor, let's say his body is bigger than his limbs, than his feet and arms, not proportional, that's also a mum. Oikotem yevor, also his body is smaller, proportional, than his arms and legs. Choyt my god, his nose is too long, mevor, is longer than the rest of his body like. Oikotem yevor, is too small for his type of a body. Hatzoymein, v'hatzameya, these are also mumim. What are these? Ezeil tzameya, what's called a tzameya? Kol she'oznov kitanis, his ears are very small. The Yatzema means Kol Shaoznov Doimes Lisvug. His ears are like a svug, like a sponge. Means they're like curved over. She is Shanikvitzum. They shrink. Now Svosoi Hel Yoin, his lips, the top lip, Oidef Zal Tachtoin, it sticks out more than the bottom lip. Or else the opposite way, Ha Tachtoin, the bottom lip, is Oidef Zal Al Yoina. As a razor mum, these are all called mum. Now what's going to be the Shanoshru Shinov? Let's say the kohen's teeth fall out, or he doesn't have any teeth. So possible he can't do the avodah. And this Mishnah says clearly, this is the only Mishnah Marasayim. If he doesn't have teeth, the kohen, he can't do the avodah. Kitzur, the kohen has to be a perfect man. Omer Rav, Rav says like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu Esther Amos Hoyu. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos tall. And the Avimina was he was 10 of his own Amos. And usually the armor of a person is like the hand until the elbow. So it comes out he was 10 amas tall. Now the Pesuk says, Vayifrash Yisrael ala Mishkan, he put the covering on top of the Mishkan. Now me Pirshu put it on top of Moshe Rabbeinu Pirshu. See, the Pesuk says, Esther amas or Kerish, the Kerish was 10 amas tall. So Moshe had to be 10 amas tall to put it on top. See, so Amalei Rav Simi Bar Chiyil Arav, Im Kein if so, Asi Yosel Moshe Rabbeinu Baal Mum, you make Moshe Rabbeinu Baal Mum. The Tanan, because we learned it on Mishnah, Gufa Godem Yevor, his body is bigger than his arms, or else I caught him mevor, for his arms are smaller than his body. It's a psul. So how do we know here was Moshe was like his height was 10 times the length of his arm to from his finger to the elbow, which in a normal person is not that long. In a normal person, it's only 3 times. His body is 3 times that. The normal person is 3 arms tall. So you're 3 times that span. Here if Moshe was 10 arms tall, like wasn't fitting to the portion of his body to his finger, to his arms, so it should be a mum. And we know Moshe wasn't the mum, Moshe did the avodah. So when it says, oh, Malay Simi said back to him, Biyama Shakirish Kama. That it says was Moshe was 10 arms tall, doesn't mean arm his own arm, the length of his arm, but it means to say the arms of the Kroshim, the beams of the Mishkan were 10 arms tall. But anyhow, it could be Moshe Rabbeinu's arm itself was more than an arm. So therefore, it's okay that he was 10 arms tall. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Achot Megodla's nose is too big. Tony will learn Ketzba Ketana. It means it has to be bigger as your small pinky. If it's bigger than a normal nose, the size of a small pinky, that's how much bigger it is, that's a mum. Hatimum Yatzimeya. Tony will learn Af Hatimeyach. Even the Tzimeyach also. So the Gemara did not know Lehevi Yodra Bona my Tzimeyach. What's this soul of a Tzimeyach? Tzimeim and Tzimur that the Mishnah says about the ears. Whether the ear is, the ears were too small, or else the ears are folded over. But what's this tzimeyach? Someone didn't know what it meant. So Shomu the herd who tied this arrow, this merchant, to have become something like this. Man de boy tzimeyach, whoever wants a tzimeyach, fishtata kediya chaziza. They saw a goat, a small kid, chaziza. When she says gediya chaziza, ozno baruchas, that his ears are very long made, until like folds over. So that's what I meant to say. His ears are very long. That's the mum of Tzimeach. Omer Rav Chisda, Eiz, if you have a goat, Shein lo kanayim, it has no horns, or else for Rochel, Sheyesh lo kanayim, it does have horns, even though it's not supposed to be this way, still Kshem lo gavim mezbech, it's not even a mum, even for the mezbech, you can bring it for Korban. Tanya Nav Yechol, we learned that like this also, Yesh devorim, certain things, Shehem kemumim, it looks like a mum, like these things are not normal. But still, v'yein k'mum, it's not a mum. For sure, the malayim b'mikdash, you're allowed to bring it even for a korban. Avolay b'medina, m'meila, if it's a b'chor, you can't shech it outside, it's not a mum for a b'chor. V'yein k'mum, these are these things. A's, if you have a goat, shein l'kanem, even though usually they have horns, if you have a goat that doesn't have a horn, so it's kosher. And the opposite way, v'rochel, usually does not have, sheyesh, if it has kanayim, still it's kosher. Now, v'yatzimeyach, v'yatzimum, v'yatzimeyach. These things are also possible. We had before. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Ameimah, not lo kanoisov. Let's say the keren, his horns were taken off. Vizachrusi moyim. The way the horns are, like I was showing you, there's a zachrus, there's a bone from the body itself that's stuck into the horn. So if you pull off the horn with its bone there, that's psula. That's a psula. And but v'yein poydin aleim. It's not a big enough mum to say you can be poydin it. But it's enough of a mum that he can't bring it for korban. What's going to be not look lefan? Let's say the hooves of the animal were taken off, the zachrus nimoim and the bone with it there. Then psulim, it's like a possible bring for korban this way. But also for niftan aleihem, that's a good mum that he can even be pointed to the kachim with it. Next we have a question. It says not look kind of a tlofet. Let's say the horns or the hooves were taken off the animal, the zachrus nimoim and the bones were taken off with it. So psulim, it's possible to be brought for korban. The niftan aleihem, they could even use it to be poyed. It's called a good mum. So the theory we just said before by the keren, by the horn, it's not a mum to be poyed to it. So what's the vakasha? Hod yisaku yakure. If you uprooted the whole bone completely, that's a mum to be poyed to it on. Hod yigumigume. But our case, we didn't uproot the whole bone. We just cut out part of it. So since there's some bone left over, therefore, it's only possible to be brought for korban, but you cannot be a baal mum. You cannot be part of it. For the Gemara, the igur migumi possible. If you just dug out some of it, some of the bone came out with the horn. Is that a psul even? Or in the middle, I have a question that says pora shekaneh tlofer shcherim. You have a pora duma that its horns or its hooves are black. So the answer is yagid, cut it off.
So you see, if you cut it off, it's still kosher to do the avodah with it. So who you see when they cut off the horns, as long as you didn't pull out the zechoron completely, it's kosher. So Marasef Tirgum answer over here, Tirgum Ziri answers, Mi'ilu Zachus, means you just cut off the horns from on top of its bone there. But the bone that goes into the horn, that you don't cut off at all. So that's why it's kosher for the avodah. If you cut off part of that bone, and you don't uproot it completely, will be possibly brought for korban, even though it's not enough of a mum to be poida kachem with. Yet now the Mishnah says, Dodin sheichem kshalish atziyah v'koyin, and his breast like hanging down like